Appendix D. Letter to Primacy Committee Members. December 15, 1999. Dear Committee Member, during the last 5 years, it has been my privilege and responsibility to sit with the Primacy of the Gospel Committee. Becoming acquainted with the committee members has been a blessing. It should be easy for the other members to recall that except for my specific assignments in presenting papers, I have said very little during our sessions. One reason is that I was kept busy with taking notes of the proceedings, which I have typed out for my edification. Another reason may be my fear of making impromptu irrational statements and bringing reproach upon others and upon the truth. As we have neared the end of our sessions, I have taken it upon myself to make up for the past silence and to put on paper my deepest convictions. This makes a permanent record, far exceeding verbal comment, which must be approved or condemned now or in the future. These 4 papers that have already been placed in your hands are outside of my specific session assignments. In particular, the 4 are these: Acquittal and Life for All Men, Able to Succor Them Who Are Tempted, A Brief Summary of the Nature of Christ's Controversy, 50 Years of Modern Adventist History. With the final meeting pending and near, one more paper comes out of my conscience: Are We Blind Also? It is based upon sacred history, with the frightful possibility that we may have the same blindness as the Pharisees. 2 things are certain: the true witness has passed this judgment upon the angel of the seventh church, and we cannot deny we are still in this world. These 5 papers, from this one committee member, must be accepted as from him personally, to go into the record that will stand until kingdom come. For better or for worse, they will be read and approved or denounced and ignored. Having watched the rationalization that has prevailed for the past 50 years, I have the hope of seeing the truth of our history accepted now. I continue to expect to see the Second Advent. It is beyond normal reason that I will see even half of another 50 years in this world. May the power of the Holy Spirit be evident in a very special way as this committee closes its work. Sincerely, Donald K. Short.